is KGMI Connects with Joe Tien, a live local show about our community and you on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com.
That's right, and mostly it's about your opinions on whatever issues are on your mind here on this Friday afternoon. Great to have you with us. 360-676-5464 is our phone number. Hope you'll make use of it. Give us a ring and tell us what is on your mind. Once again, 360-676-5464. And depressing news on a Friday afternoon. A trank death. Trank related, anyway. Person with this animal tranquilizer in their system, along with fentanyl and methamphetamine. You feel for people, but what prompts someone to take these drugs that they have to know they're incredibly dangerous, and maybe that, you know, this trank that's in this drug or in the cocktail of drugs this person took without knowing, but who knows? It's just one dangerous drug after another coming down the pike. But hopefully that doesn't turn into a regular thing. But we hope that your calls to our program will be a regular thing. And let's get right to the phones. Bill in Bellingham gets us started today. Hi, Bill.
How are you?
I'm very good. What's on your mind today?
Hey, I understand that the Bay went off the air on the AM dial and going to FM.
It's been on the FM, yeah. We've had an FM translator for some time. The company decided to give up the AM signal, so AM 930 is no longer a thing here, at least by our company.
Yeah. Is the FM dial more powerful than your other FM stations?
No, it's not as powerful.
What about the ball games from the Bellingham Bells?
Well, the Bellingham Bells have not broadcast on the radio for, last season, if I recall correctly, was the first season they hadn't broadcast. They were on the radio for a couple of seasons there, but then now last year they decided not to broadcast their games. So I didn't expect that to continue this year either, or to go forward.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So that was as I understand, it was their decision. I wasn't involved in that process, but
I think it's really too bad that, you know, the station is owned out of state by a big corporation, because when it was locally owned, it was so much better. You know, I'm not criticizing you guys locally.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, you talk about the demise of the AM dial and, you know, what you're trying to do to protect it. And the program is so bad on the AM now.
What?
Even the CBS News and ABC News, I mean, they give you two or three stories, and then the last part of their stories is some movie star or some stupid singer, you know, it's so ridiculous.
Well, I don't know that. I've been doing this for a long time. In fact, I started on an AM station in another city, and we were airing ABC News back then. It was the same. It was 5 minutes at the top of the hour and 1 minute at the bottom, and it was pretty similar in format and what they presented. But they do offer a lot of extended programs that we air on the weekend. They air specials on the holidays.
But you don't have any local news on the weekend either.
We don't have as much, and that's because of just the budgetary constraints. We don't have the people that we had even a number of years ago.
That's why I say it's too bad that, you know, it's so much owned out of state that, you know, they don't want to put any money into it or...
Well, it's not just that. I mean, we're working hard to survive, just like in other media outlets, and TV is having issues. Obviously, print journalism is really struggling, and we're facing new challenges all the time.
Well, I know the internet's probably got a lot to do with that too.
People's habits, where they're getting their news, or what they perceived to be news, I guess I like to say. I mean,
news. Well, you know, myself, I'm legally blind. And so my wife and I both depend on the radio a lot. And, you know, sometimes it's really frustrating that we'll find something on Como in Seattle about something that happened in Bellingham. We won't hear about it until 3 or 4 days later on a local station.
Well, I don't know about that, but I mean, I guess
we'll try our best to keep up
on it a little bit better than that.
I mean,
there are going to be some stories, but not very often that Como will scoop us on local stories.
Maybe. But I heard somebody talking to you a couple of weeks ago about, you know, maybe taking that hour from 3 to 4 and extending your program and getting, you know, more interviews with local people. Like, I don't even know who the police chief is anymore in this town. And it's, you know, so ridiculous because we always used to get so much from the city, city hall, city council, county council, and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so, we'll do our best to, and we are still thinking about that. I guess I just, I'll be honest with the type of program that I do. I don't think our listeners want to hear 2 hours of Liberal Joe, but we've talked about doing that, maybe having more interviews in that first hour, and then do more of our open talk, and as we have been doing here from 4 to 5. So we're still kicking that around. So we
I wish you'd really get with it because we miss that so much. The getting to know the government employees and people from the Parks Department, what are they doing? People from, Public Works, what are they doing? You just don't hear that stuff anymore.
All right.
And, I wish you'd get with it, because I listened to the station for 50 years.
All right. Well, we do want to have more local programming on. That's our goal. So we have been hiring more people over the last couple of years. So that's
sound like they're pretty good people too.
Yeah. All right, Bill. And our police chief, by the way, is Rebecca Mertzig. So.
Oh yeah, it is a lady, right?
Yeah, she came up from Snohomish County.
I remember now.
The sheriff's department down
I
there.
I haven't heard the name for.
All right.
Months. And I tend to forget sometimes.
Yeah, you have no problem. All right, Bill.
Okay.
It's good to hear from you. Thanks.
Okay.
Take care.
Thanks.
All right.
Okay.
Let's go to Jack in Ballard has a light note for us. Hi, Jack.
Hello there, sir. Well, yesterday was getting pretty heavy, so I tried to call you, and they were hooking up power to one of those monstrosity buildings down here, and it overrode everything, cell phone, everything.
Really?
For about 20 minutes, and I was waiting on hold, and all of a sudden I disappeared. Your radio program disappeared. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you got back. Yeah.
I was thinking about the group, the Hollies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, English group, right?
Yeah, yeah, the Hollies, yeah.
Yeah, Southern Gospel, as I recall. But they had that song, Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress.
Uh-huh, okay.
Which is just one of the greatest rockabilly-type songs I've ever heard in my life. And then their other big hit is Sometimes All I Need Is the Air That I Breathe, which, unless you were raised in an elevator, to me is just stinker music. But the dichotomy of the group just kind of blew my mind. And I thought about, schizophrenic musicians like that, how Nazareth can have Hair of the Dog and Love Hurts. I don't know. I mean, just all that kind of stuff. And, I mean, we're that way. We're schizophrenic as people, too, you know.
Well, then Metallica, Metallica has their early years, and then they've got, Nothing Else Matters from their Black album, which is pretty, pretty mellow ballad-type song, you know?
You know what's funny is I was just talking about this morning about Metallica when they came out with One. At the time, it was Megadeth and Metallica were both equally as popular. And then all of a sudden, Metallica comes up with One, and that video hits MTV, and it was like, oh, crap, it's all over. But they also became formulaic. You notice that the drums and the majority of their songs sounded exactly the same after that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I don't know. There's some groups with so much potential, and then they turn around and do that. But they did do the thing where they sued Napster, and they are a billion-dollar earning group, so they must be doing something right.
Yeah, absolutely. There are the Metallica years and their output that I really like, and then there's some that okay. There's the Saint Anger era, early in the 2000s, and that didn't really work so much. But yeah.
It's weird because my brother-in-law is a Metallica freak, goes to their concerts every time they hit the West Coast, owns every piece of music they ever put out, and video, you know, in vinyl, in CD, and digital download, right? You know, because apparently he's afraid he's going to lose something on it. And I sit there and I just go, really? After Master of Puppets? I can't listen to them anymore. You know, I mean, up until and including Master of Puppets, I thought they were fantastic. But after that, it's like, it's okay. So it's the same thing.
Well, yeah, the Black Album was it was a game changer for them, because it mainstreamed the band. I was actually working as a DJ in rock radio back in that era, and nobody, you know, mainstream radio or, you know, wasn't playing Metallica, and people were really frustrated. That was like, you know, One and Justice for All and For Whom the Bell Tolls. And I'd get calls for it all the time, and we didn't play them. And then all of a sudden, when the Black Album came out, It was a game changer for them, because they went mainstream more or less, and rock radio was playing them. And I remember one night, it was a Saturday night, I was working. I played, you know, put Enter Sandman on, and the phone rang. I got a call from these kids at a party. I call them kids. They're probably in their 20s or what have you. And they were really angry about that Metallica released the Black Album, and that they totally sold out. Gave up their roots. They weren't a metal band anymore. And the one kid said, "We're all ripping the Metallica patches off our jackets." You know, they're all wearing jean jackets and had Metallica patches. They're tearing them off at the party and just having this anti-Metallica protest. Well,
I'd be willing to bet you $100 that those same fellas are getting in their Ford Maverick with rust holes in the floorboard and driving to the Metallica show next time they're in town.
Yep, exactly. They will be. They'll be at playing two shows at Lumen Field in late August. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Jack. Thanks. Glad you called, and glad you got through today. They weren't powering up a building or anything down there. And we'll be back in just a moment. We got Jim on the line, but we got plenty of time to take your calls, too. 360-676-5464 here on a Friday afternoon.
We all have our go-tos, right? The doctor you trust, the dentist you rely on, the restaurant you love. What makes them your go-to? It's trust, isn't it? Hi, this is Dan from Bellingham Automotive, your go-to for auto repairs in Whatcom County since 1991. Whether you're using your car for ride-sharing, delivery services, mobile office, maybe just a taxi for your kids and their friends, or it's just personal transportation, we're here to keep you on the road. We're proud to have a team of technicians and service advisors who have been with us for years. They can help you find that strange noise or figure out what that warning light is trying to tell you. They can perform regular maintenance to keep your car up to date and your new car warranty intact. We know you're busy, so we also offer a local shuttle service and an after-hour drop-off and pickup options to help take the hassle out of your auto repair. So if you don't have a trusted go-to for your vehicles, please give us a call at 360-676-5200 or visit bellinghamautomotive.com to schedule an appointment.
you've earned a retirement and you're ready to fully embrace it. So why not do it with style at Meadow Greens Retirement? You'll enjoy active, independent living with amenities like the library lounge, wellness program, and expansive social calendar. Indulge in 3 daily meals made from scratch, get pampered at the on-site salon, and join in for Friday night socials. Meadow Greens is active retirement, the only locally owned retirement facility in the county, with 1- and 2-bedroom apartments with full kitchens offering the freedom of eating in or enjoying a meal at the Outward 9 or the Duck Hook Bistro. Meadow Greens can also be of help when it's time to transition from an independent apartment to assisted living.
Hi, I'm Josh Howell, director here at Meadow Greens. I'd like to personally invite you to come to our community. I look forward to showing you all that we have to offer. Call Meadow Greens today to arrange a private tour at 354-8200 and online at meadowgreenslinden.com. The grass is always greener at Meadow Greens.
KGMI wants to put a grand in your hand. You could be one word away from a chance to win $1,000.
That's right. Just listen each weekday to KGMI for the keyword during the 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. hours.
Then go to the Grand in Your Hand contest page at mybellinghamnow.com before midnight and enter each keyword for your chance to win $1,000.
We'll have 4 keywords each weekday so you can increase your chances of winning by entering all 4 every day we play the contest.
You already listen to KGMI for the latest local news and discussion of the latest issues. Now you can win $1,000 while you do it.
A Grand in Your Hand is brought to you on KGMI by Niederhaus of Luxury, Whatcom County's newest fine jewelry store, next to Lombardi's on Bellwether Way.
A Grand in Your Hand is back on KGMI.
Get details at mybellinghamnow.com.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Thanks for joining us here on this Friday afternoon. And let's go to Jim in Bellingham. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Joe. How are you doing today?
Doing all right. All right.
It's a class struggle Friday.
There you go. And every day, I guess.
I remember Noam Chomsky. I'm bringing up Noam Chomsky a little bit here.
Okay.
Famous. He's a Jewish man. He's been in his mid-90s, but I haven't heard from him lately, but I try to access whatever I can. But he said that on some sort of show, he often appears on Democracy Now! And on podcasts or whatever, but he said, class struggle or get stick in the neck. And I don't mean to sound boorish or whatever, but it is a thing that we have to do because the capitalist system is all about degeneracy. It's fighting each other and a never-ending upward transfer of wealth from the poor to and the working class and the middle class to the rich. And without a stop in that, what's going to stop it? Well, even Noam Chomsky himself says that the vile maxim of the wealthy is all for us and none for you. And, you know, that's the way they do things. The concentration of wealth, I think, has never been greater than it has been. Michael Parenti, who I'd mention oftentimes, Deep Politics, he said in 1978 that things were getting closer to social democracies, like, you know, the gap between the rich and the poor is as small as it's ever been. And that was, you know, so a cause for alarm from the rich. They always want, right, you know, the most and not to give anything at all for the poor. And so we find out that Michael Parenti says things like that, too, like there's a constant friction between the left and the right. And Noam Chomsky says there's a constant struggle over the years to avoid domination and submissiveness and passivity and so forth. So okay. I can quote Gore Vidal here on the Reflections on Glory Reflections. He was born into the ruling class, but he says since the American ruling class then and now likes to give the impression that it is always hard at work or at least very busy. You know,
well,
little
I mean,
me.
Yeah, I know, but I, social democratic socialist countries or those that have a system like that in place, They still have a wealthy class, do they not? They still have a middle class and likely a poor underclass to one degree or another. It's not like the wealth is distributed evenly in that kind of a society. And if you have a communist society, say, where everything is supposedly equal, then who decides and who decides who gets what or how much everybody gets? Or you still have an elite in that society as well, and an elite that will
have
a much easier time in taking advantage of the lower classes. I mean, I understand your concerns, and I'm not saying capitalism is perfect by any means, but I still think a hybrid system to one degree or another. I mean, I think socialist type actions have had to come to the rescue of capitalism. We've seen it here recently in our time, after the Great Recession, after the Great Depression, for that matter. It was social programs that really pulled the population through that and pulled the country through that. It was spending by the public sector that was able to pull us through it. But, Jim, I appreciate your calls. I'm getting short on time here. I want to give some other folks a chance quick before we take a break. Let's go to Bruce in Bellingham. Hi, Bruce.
Hey, Joe. How's your Friday going?
Yeah, it's going well. Going well.
All right. Well, before I get into what the main topic, music, I thought I'd just add some comments to, the idea of the show expanding.
Uh-huh.
I mean, after listening to all the other conservative talk shows for hours, I think people are more than ready for just 1 hour of liberal Joe.
Okay.
But besides that, you're basically, you're only commenting once in a while and letting your, it's not a liberal talk show, and it's letting everyone's opinions flow freely. And of those callers, I would say at least 3, if not 4 out of 5 of the callers are decidedly conservative. So,
well, thanks for noticing that. I that's what I kind of hope that the perception of the show is, that it's not just me pontificating like I know everything, because I don't.
Long shot.
Yeah.
And I have more comments as far as your style that we can get into at another time.
Okay.
But as far as music, I think bands want to be known for being more than one-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do it well, of course, the fans appreciate that too.
Uh-huh.
And the band that comes first and foremost to mind, the greatest pop and rock band of all time that had an incredible breadth of catalog, were the Beatles.
Yeah, true. And how varied their music is. Absolutely.
Well, that's what I mean. It was, just so varied, from soft love ballads. And I mean, they did some pretty hard driving stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, their harmonies were unexcelled.
Yeah.
And although Ringo wasn't that creative as far as songwriting, but the other three were all incredible songwriters and good vocalists, and they were all just top-notch musicians.
Yeah.
So,
anyway,
that's all I really had to say today. So,
if you ever get a chance, I think it's on Disney Plus. I think it's Disney Plus. Did you ever see any of the Peter Jackson, the documentary he did of the Beatles? It's basically just footage of the Beatles as they as they got ready, they wrote songs for, for the Hey Jude album, and as they built up toward that the iconic, their last live concert on the top of the building in London, but it's just incredible. It's hours and hours of footage, but just to watch them in that creative process together.
That was like putting that concert together.
Yeah, and they were writing the songs.
I have seen that, and it's incredible.
It
leaves no doubt that as far as musically speaking, although it was John's band, Paul was the leader of the group.
Well, it was. I didn't get the sense that it was John's band so much as that. I mean, they all had their role, and you can tell that they all felt that they were all, even John and Paul. They knew that they needed George and they needed Ringo even to be part of it. And yeah, and that it was, but just to watch that process is just incredible. I would recommend, even if you don't watch the whole thing, because it is a lot of hours, but just to watch them create those songs from nothing.
They're together. Really wonderful hours. So.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, it's really incredible. But all right, Bruce, well, thanks for your call.
Why, sure. Talk to you later.
You bet. And we'll take a very quick break. We got Robert, and we'll hear from Tom in Ferndale, and we got some other folks ringing in. We'll get to them and you as well here on KGMI Connects, whatever's on your mind.
Lindale Glass is your premier window and door company in Whatcom and Skagit County. With over 35 years of professional installation experience, you can rely on the dedicated employees at Lindale Glass to provide an exceptional install. Lindale Glass features Milgard windows and doors, leading the industry with innovative, high-quality products. You can be assured of a product that is customized for your home. No shortcuts, no gimmicks, just excellent service and exceptional quality from Milgard. Visit a Lindale showroom to learn more or online at lindaleglass.com.
You love what you find at Wilson's.
A sure sign of spring is the arrival of Wilson's Furniture yearly patio furniture shipments, along with the problem of where they're going to put everything. And that means big savings of up to 50% are starting to sprout at Wilson's Furniture. You'll find living room, dining, bedroom furniture all marked down and ready for delivery. Are you ready for the annual college basketball tournament craziness? Catch all the action in a comfy Lane recliner, the best seat in the house, starting at $599. Looking for a better night's sleep? Find it at Wilson's with a top quality queen size mattress for only $699. If your patio furniture was blown into your neighbor's yard during that last windstorm, just leave it there and come check out the huge selection that you'll find only at Wilson's. And come enjoy some crazy early bird pricing. You'll love what you find at Wilson's during their early spring fever sale event going on now. Wilson's Furniture opens 7 days a week on Pacific Highway between Bellingham and Ferndale.
This is Steve Berger, lead counselor and director of Contact Counseling Recovery Services. Despite being a fourth-generation Whatcom County resident from a solid, established family, when I was struggling with alcohol and drug addiction, my family didn't know where to turn to help. By the grace of God and a recovery program, I was able to get sober and have devoted the last 34 years of my life helping others find recovery from addiction. If you or a family member is struggling with substance abuse, please contact us at 360-671-3277 or contactcounseling.com.
The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
Rest easy in a cool home this summer. Contact West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical to add AC to your existing system for as little as $140 a month. Find them at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham.
Streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects.
360-676-5464.
Good to have you with us here on this Friday afternoon. Let's go to Tom in... Oh, we lost Tom in Ferndale. Give us a call back, Tom. If you can. Go to Robert in Bellingham. Hi, Robert.
Hello. Yeah, I like local radio quite a bit, so I like the shows like what you have that's local. And it's news to me that KBAI went off the air, but
well, it's still on the air on the FM.
It's still on FM,
yeah, 98.9 FM. It's not a very powerful FM signal. It pretty much just will cover Bellingham, but give it a try. Our company decided not to continue the transmitter and the building, and all that needed a lot of maintenance, and it was just getting to be a growing and growing expense. And we have put a lot of effort into getting the word out about streaming the station. So, unfortunately, the AM isn't carrying KBAI any longer, but it's on. It is at 98.9kbay.com. I'll double check. I always have to double check that, but or else on 98.9 FM here in Bellingham. Yeah.
Yeah, radio interests me quite a bit. I didn't listen to that station very much because I tend to listen to talk more than music. But one of the problems with AM signals are harder to get around cars and homes where there's a lot of the electronics like modems and computers that make a lot of noise but on the AM band. So the FM is more static free. So that's part of the reason why AM is having the problems, I think. And when I'm on my bike, it's just my pedal bike. Sometimes that's when I listen to AM. Otherwise, I'm in Bellingham, so I get KGMI on the FM or internet. But when I'm biking, then I do use the AM. So maybe by not having that AM transmitter, you know, at K-Bay, you can concentrate on strengthening the KGM, the local presence for KGMI, like maybe extending your show to 2 hours or something, use some of the money they save.
And quite frankly, we do better financially with local shows because our local advertisers want to be part of it. They want to get their message out on local programming when we just don't have the opportunity, even the number of commercial openings, I guess you'd say, during these syndicated shows and that sort of thing. So,
yeah, and then another thought that maybe people haven't thought about, land costs are going up so high that AM towers take a lot of land, and FM, you know, they can put it on a tower with a bunch of other FM towers, and, you know, it doesn't, but AM has a pretty big footprint because you have to have a field around the tower for the ground plane and all of that, so that's probably an issue, too, and I just wonder, I don't know if you know or not, but I wonder what they're going to do with the land that the AM towers are now sitting on for K-Bay.
That I don't know. I don't have any idea about that. So I guess I could look into it and see if they've made a decision on that. I don't know. Yeah.
But yeah, it's the industries are always changing, and even if, you know, whether it's owned by a large corporation or locally owned, a lot of the economics remains the same. It has to cover the bills. I remember when I was in college, high school, too, I was interested in radio a lot. And back then, radio was kind of like it is now. A lot of it was network or just music that's automated format and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it couldn't produce a lot of local shows even then because television was the threat then, and television right. was a big deal, and radio was kind of second fiddle. And now, you know, there's all the internet, which when the internet first got going, I thought, that's great. It's going to give everything a voice. Like, say I don't know if the Bells broadcast on the internet or not, but I know, like, a lot of the high schools in Washington State, there used to be I think there still is a website that you can pick the school and pick the game, and it's just informally broadcast by volunteers on this Washington State School District's website. I'm not much of a sports person, but there's so many different local sports that might be more interesting than the big pro in the distant cities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yeah, true.
Yeah.
We proudly still broadcast high school games, local high school games, and those do well for us too. And we're proud to feature those young athletes and our local schools here on the radio. And we can't do all of them, but we do the ones that we can. And proud, like I said, proud to be part of it and to present those in a pretty professional, well, I'll just say it, in a professional manner. I think our announcers are as good as you hear on even professional broadcasts or broadcasts of professional sporting events and that sort of thing. So we're pretty lucky.
It's nice to be grounded in the local community as much as you can. So I do appreciate your show and so forth.
All right. Well, thanks, Robert. Appreciate your call. And that's our bread and butter. That's what the advantage radio has over so many other mediums. because you just think about how media has changed over it's just been, you blink and it changes. you know, when we first moved up here, we've been here 21 years. We moved up, we had a giant 36-inch, you know, CRT, you know, the big old TV. And then that went on the blink. I went and bought another one. It was a Sony HD TV, but it was like the 720, I think. That eventually died. But that, too, was the regular old tube TV. And, you know, big and heavy. And then, I think I paid like $1,200 for that. And then, not long after that, we got our first flat screen. After that one, you know, kind of bit the dust. And that was expensive. Then the flat screens have gotten, you know, more and more affordable. And just to think about music and how we've gotten music and how that's changed. We used to get movies, you know, Netflix. Remember the old CD thing? You'd mail, you'd order the CD. It would come in the mail. You would have 2 weeks or something, and then you'd have to mail it back. And then there was the box that you'd go to that was outside the big box store, and you'd go and rent the DVD, and you'd put it back in and take it and return it to the box. And then now it's all streaming and music. I've still got a wall of CDs that I've acquired over the years. I've got boxes of LPs, and now vinyl is coming back. But maybe cassettes will come back too, because I've got a lot of those as well. But what am I going to do with them? I can't give them up. Not in my nature. We'll take a quick break. Be back with more. Hope you'll join us here on this Friday afternoon. Whatever's on your mind, 360-676-5464 is our phone number.
Get ready to roll the dice for a chance at $100,000 in cash. That's right. For our 22nd anniversary on April 27th, we're giving 30 lucky winners a chance at over $100,000 in cash and other prizes. Claim one free daily entry. Play our free online game at silverreef.erewards.com to win even more entries. The results are in, and you voted us best casino and best steak in the Northwest. Thank you all for your support. Silver Reef Casino Resort, located off I-5, exit 260. We've got that.
What does your dream getaway have? Luxury hotel rooms, elegant suites, and relaxing spa? We've got that. World-class Wine Spectator Award-winning steakhouse? We've got that. Washington's premier golf destination? We've got that. How about the newest slots, table games, and exciting promotions? Oh yeah, we've got those too. Visit Silver Reef Casino Resort and hit the getaway jackpot. Silver Reef Casino Resort, located off I-5, exit 260. We've got that.
If you've ever shopped those chains and big box stores for carpet and flooring, you know there's limited selection, and you'll wait weeks for delivery and installation. Discover the true difference at Carpet Liquidators. Our warehouses are full of brand-name carpet and flooring, including Mohawk Smart Strand Silk Forever Clean, and all in stock, on sale, and ready for immediate delivery and installation. Carpet Liquidators, locally owned and operated since 1988 with 7 Western Washington locations.
This is Steve Berger, lead counselor and director of Contact Counseling Recovery Services. Despite being a fourth-generation Whatcom County resident from a solid, established family, when I was struggling with alcohol and drug addiction, my family didn't know where to turn to help. By the grace of God and a recovery program, I was able to get sober and have devoted the last 34 years of my life helping others find recovery from addiction. If you or a family member is struggling with substance abuse, please contact us at 360-671-3277 or contactcounseling.com.
Dedicated to service, shining a light on local individuals, law enforcement, and groups giving back to our community. Brought to you by Nieder House of Luxury in Bellingham.
Mackenzie Powell and family turned a negative into a positive when they discovered their new home had housed a seasonal colony of brown bats in the attic. After cleanup, they reached out to Bellingham Makerspace to create an alternate living space when the bats returned this spring. Enter local Girl Scout Amber Nearing, who took on the project of building 40 bat boxes. With a huge assist from Makerspace volunteers Sandy and Mark, the two families, the Bat Conservancy, and our local Department of Fish and Wildlife, the Bat Colony and the Powell family will safely coexist this spring.
Dedicated to service, brought to you by Nieder House of Luxury. Go see why they were recently voted Best Startup Business and Best Jewelry Store in the Northwest. Stop by today to view their beautiful selection of GIA-certified and lab-grown diamonds, plus unique custom designs with an in-house jeweler. Find them at 21 Bellwether Way next to Lombardi's Back Patio.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Great to have you with us here on this Friday afternoon. And don't forget, you have another chance to hear a keyword and play our Grand in Your Hand contest between 5 and 6 this afternoon. Jason will give you the last keyword of the day. You have until midnight to enter that or all four of the daily keywords that you heard throughout the day today at mybellinghamnow.com for a chance to win $1,000. And we'll be doing this for the next, oh golly, I think next 5-6 weeks. So we'll keep you up to date on what's happening with a grand in your hand. So, but listen each day at 8 a.m., 10 a.m., well, in the 8 a.m. hour, 11 a.m. hour, 2 p.m. hour, and 5 p.m. hour for the keywords. And mybellinghamnow.com is where you enter the contest. So hope to hear from you. 360-676-5464 is our phone number, whatever is on your mind. We're talking a bit about squatters and squatters' rights yesterday on the program, and I got an email after the show saying that pointing to an issue in Bellevue. A landlord hasn't been able to evict these renters that paid their first and last and never paid any rent after that and have been resisting efforts to get them out of there. And then, well, this is one incident, and I understand it's very painful for this landlord and not something that I would wish them to have to go through. But the email claimed that this is a crisis in America. And it's not a crisis. It's happening in a handful of situations. I mean, those are, and if you're the person that's being victimized by this, you know, obviously it is a crisis. It's a personal crisis. But is it a crisis for the nation? And I did a little searching as far as rights to for squatters. And here in the state of Washington, I mean, and you find this in a number of places that posted that squatters must live on a property to make an adverse possession claim, and that can it's not 30 days, what have you. It's 7 to 10 years, and they have to be living in the property without the owner's permission. The occupation must be actual. Squatters must physically live on the property. Occasional visits or short stays do not qualify. The occupation must be open and notorious. In other words, it must be obvious to any casual observer that someone is squatting there. The occupation must be exclusive. Squatters must possess the property as if it were their own, not sharing possession with the owner, etc. The occupation must be continuous. Squatters cannot leave for long periods of time. There can be no gaps in their possession. And once again, this and then after 7 to 10 years. But and then if they make this claim, then the property owner does have to go to court and go through that whole process to get them out of there. And that can be, obviously, as this landlord in Bellevue has found, can be an expensive and frustrating and I suppose, angering process, especially with court delays, that sort of thing, that just stretches this whole process out. So not good. But another way that people unfortunately have found to take advantage of others, which is not good. Let's see. Let's go to Ron in Mount Vernon. Hi, Ron. What's on your mind today?
Well, hi, Joe. I'm commenting on your previous caller where you were talking about the demise of KBAIAM.
Yeah.
I rarely hear anybody talking about the FM HD and for those who miss the programming on KBAI, they can get a nice stereo signal off of your KISN's 92.9 HD3 if they've got HD radio.
I'm glad you reminded me. I keep forgetting to mention that. Yeah.
Yeah, if it were not for KGMI being on HD2, I would not be listening to you.
Okay.
Or coast to coast at nighttime. I get a lot of electrical interference on the AM signal like they were talking about. So anybody who misses KBAI, you can pick up a fairly inexpensive tabletop FM HD radio.
What kind do you have? Is it like a sea crane or what?
Well, I got this one. It's Insignia, and I picked that up at Best Buy. And that's a tabletop, but I also have one in my car. It's a Kenwood.
Okay.
And not many stations on AM. There is a station out of Salt Lake City, KSL, that actually broadcasts an HD AM signal. And when the propagation at night is just right, I get a nice signal off of AM. It rivals the FM.
Really?
If anybody remembers the old AM stereo that went down.
Exactly, yeah.
This is the next best. It's a little bit more difficult when you're in the car. It sometimes winks in and out if you're not line of sight with the transmitter up there on Mount Constitution. Right now, I tell you, if it weren't for the HD radio, I would not be listening to KGMI.
All right. Well, thanks, Ron. I'm glad you reminded me of the HD option, and that sounds like it's something that's pretty affordable. I know not a lot of people have them, but it sounds like something kind of cool to mess around with. I might have to get one of those.
Yeah, my understanding that, from what I recall, about a month now, KBAI has been on the HD 3 at 92.4.
It has, yeah. All right, thanks, Ron. Appreciate it. Let's go to, so HD, 92.9 HD2 is where KGMI is, and we have that on our legal IDs, and then KBAI is HD3 on that that frequency. So have to experiment with that. Appreciate it, Ron. Let's go to Ken in Linden. Hi, Ken.
Hey, how's it going, Joe?
Very good, thanks.
Man, what a great show today, talking about music and everything else. My girl, I don't know if you've ever heard of
Queens of the Stone Age, yeah.
Yeah, my girlfriend, her cousin is lead guitarist in that band.
Jake Homey?
No, Van Leeuwen.
Okay.
He's lead guitarist.
Okay.
And so it's really beautiful because every time we go to one of the concerts, we get free concert tickets and we get free backstage passes. And they're cool. Really great, man. And another thing is I met when Bret Michaels played at the Linden Fair a few years ago, he pulled me backstage, and I got to go on the bus with the whole band and have a couple refreshments and stuff.
Cool.
And then I've been on stage with him 3 times.
Really?
He brings up veterans when he plays his veteran song.
Cool.
And, so I've had the opportunity to meet all the bandmates and have a couple refreshments with them. Okay. And I just think today's show is the best one I've heard in months.
Well, thanks, Ken. I appreciate your contribution too. And I guess I made a mistake. It's Josh Homey that I know, but
Van Leeuwen. Singer.
Yeah, and he's a guitar player, lead singer, but Van Leeuwen. Yeah, Leeuwen. Okay, awesome.
And they're local.
Cool. Right on. Well, thanks, Ken. Appreciate it. I've got just a couple of minutes. I got a couple other callers I want to get to. Dave in Bellingham's on. Hi, Dave.
Oh, hi, Joe. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
What's that? I don't know.
Well,
Well, let's see. I just wanted to make sure Bruce's analysis of the callers is correct.
Okay.
So everything's just coming together. Instead of the people divided into left-wingers and right-wingers, we're all coming together so everyone has a right wing and a left wing, and all us bird brains can flock together and fly with His Majesty King Trump to the free country.
All right, Dave, there you go. Okay, we'll see if that all comes together. And John in Bellingham's on the line. Oh, we lost John. He wanted to talk about radio stations. So we'll have to, hopefully John can give us a call back. We are just about out of time, though, here on a Friday. But, yeah, a fun show, absolutely. And, yeah, I love talking about music. And, I've spent a lot of years in rock radio. Those were fun times, that's for sure. I never met Bret Michaels. I saw Poison in concert back in the day, but I never had a chance to meet Bret Michaels. But everything I've heard about him is that he's a really cool guy, a really good dude. And I've never met the guys in Queens of the Stone Age either, but they're a great band. Got a few of their CDs. So I do have a bunch of CDs, that's for sure. And I just will never give them up. And I've got boxes of cassettes, and I've got boxes and boxes of albums that both my wife and I collected over the years. But I have to listen to some of them this weekend, I guess. Oh, and maybe I have to, revisit some of that the Beatles documentary, the Peter Jackson that he put together, that footage. It's amazing. If you ever have a chance to see it, even just part of it, just to watch those guys create the music that they did. Hope you have a great rest of your rest of your Friday, a great weekend, and we won't have a show on Monday because we've got an early Mariners game we have to bring to you here on KGMI, but we'll be back on Tuesday with KGMI Connects.